Hey there, this is Stathi Patsayas, executive producer of City Hall Pass and communications advisor to the Council to the Mayor. We really hope you enjoyed our debut episode with the incredible Freddie Goldstein, who shared some fascinating stories about her time as the mayor's press secretary. As a valued listener, we wanted to give you this short bonus episode where Capel, Bess, and Kate share a bit about their past to City Hall and the mission of this podcast. Now, I'll hand it off to Capel.
I had the fire in my belly just like you. And the odd thing is, I still have it. Never left me. I had the dream and I had the weight. Like one of those guys before me said, if a sparrow falls in Central Park, I feel responsible. That's Al Pacino from the 1996 movie City Hall. Welcome back to another episode of our brand new podcast, City Hall Pass, hosted by myself, the counsel to the mayor, Capel Lungani. We named this podcast City Hall Pass because it's really about giving you, the public, real access to City Hall in a way that very few people actually see it. City Hall, contrary to popular belief, is actually a really small place. And very few people actually get the privilege of experiencing what it is like to work in this historic building. I want you to get to know the people who work in City Hall and help the mayor of New York City run this city. And what a special city it is. A city with a $90 billion budget that, if it were a country, would be the 11th largest economy in the world, right alongside Canada and South Korea. No matter what anyone tells you, New York City is truly the economic engine of the world. And in a time when people think New York City is losing its luster, I can think of no better way to remind people of the extraordinary talent in this city than through speaking to the people who have devoted their lives to this city. In many ways, this podcast is my love letter to New York City. I want you to get to know the people in City Hall the way I do, not just as people quoted in the New York Times or the Post or the Daily News or social media for that matter, but rather a collection of people who bring extraordinary life experiences to City Hall. And most importantly, I want you to feel the sense of wonder, excitement, and privilege I feel every day when I walk into City Hall. I want to bring you into my office and give you a sense of what it is like every time the door to my office is open and someone walks in to discuss the issue of the day. I want you to feel the same exhilaration that I feel. I want you to feel the same sense of bewilderment and purpose every time someone comes to me with an issue that we need to solve in order to make this city better for today. My team and I created this podcast, the first of its kind in New York City, to really provide a unique window into the problem-solving process at the highest levels of our city government and share insights into those decisions as told by the trailblazing leaders who made them. Indeed, I want you to feel like you're living inside City Hall during the hour that we talk. As a son of a rocket scientist and a public school teacher, both of my parents value and believe in lifelong learning. I hope this podcast will, in its best moments, educate New Yorkers and serve as an informative tool for our constituents, colleagues at City Hall, and allow young people to discover areas of city government they never knew existed. And along the way, I hope we can share some funny stories and some behind-the-scene anecdotes that you would never read about in any newspaper, because the people that are going to come talk to us trust us, and they're going to share insights with you that I suspect they wouldn't share with anybody else. So now let me give you a little bit of insight about who I am and my team. I serve as counsel to Mayor de Blasio, and my team advises the mayor on legal matters involving City Hall and the executive staff, and provide counsel to the mayor on legal aspects of policy and administrative matters. I started this job about a year and a half ago, and it truly is a 24/7 job, but it inspires me every single day. I'm surrounded by some of the most hardworking and dedicated public servants I've ever worked with. And there is no doubt in my mind, it has been the most rewarding professional experience of my life. Having said way too much about myself now, I want to introduce my guest host today, my chief of staff, Bess Chu, and my deputy, Kate Coughlin, two people
who you will get to know in the same way that I've gotten to know over the last year and a half. And I think you will find them just as inspiring as I have found them over the years.
Thanks, Kapel. I'm really excited to join you on City Hall Pass. Hi, everyone. This is Bess Chu. I've been at City Hall and with the Office of the Councilors of the Mayor since 2014, close to the start of the administration, and I'm currently Chief of Staff on the team. And I'm a New Yorker, not just at heart, but in reality, having spent my youth coming into Manhattan, or as we call it, the city, via Staten Island Ferry or Metro North. I did a short stint up in Boston before returning home to the Big Apple and finally landing here at City Hall. It won't be a surprise to our listeners to learn that City Hall is constantly a buzz of activity. We spend a lot of time together, but are mostly focused on one project after the other. So I'm excited for this opportunity to sit down, catch up, and chat with some of our most distinguished and busiest colleagues. I'm even more excited about connecting with our guests, especially now as many of us have been working from or spending a lot more time at home. While I've enjoyed wearing PJs all day and definitely don't miss wearing uncomfortable dress shoes, I do miss interacting with folks at City Hall on a day-to-day basis.
Hi, I'm Kate Coughlin. I currently serve as Deputy Counsel to Kapel and have been with the Mayor's Office for 4 years. This has by far been the most challenging job I have ever had, but also the most interesting as every day is different. Originally from Maryland, I've lived in New York City for 10 years, which I think makes me a New Yorker. I reside in downtown Manhattan with my husband and dog, Charlie, who is prominently featured on the Council to the Mayor Twitter feed. Follow us at NYC Mayor Council. Anyway, this job has allowed me to experience the policies that this administration enacts, many of which our office is involved in. Moreover, as the daughter of small business owners, to be able to be part of an administration that understands the grind and hustle that so many New Yorkers and Americans throughout the country do day in and day out to give a better life to their children has made this job truly inspiring. I look forward to bringing my perspective to the unique challenges we face here in the city and hope you enjoy learning how your public servants are working tirelessly to make the city a better place for you and your family to live. This podcast is brought to you by the Office of the Council to the Mayor of New York City with support from the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment. Special thanks to our executive producer, Stathi, and a big thank you to Karen, Roland, and Andrew from the Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment. We couldn't do this without you.